Business Buzz with Mudiwa Mob Justice Kavaza and Mihle Bangs on Bow FM 88.1. Thursdays from 7 to 8 p.m.
Quite an interesting discussion just we've just come from having with Molemo Mashiho from Clued Up Media just around what's going on in the industry. And I think one of the big things that I got out of that discussion was just the passion, you know, behind this young entrepreneur. And you could tell, you know, in a lot of cases, just the difficulty in trying to articulate, you know, what one feels, what one thinks. You know, simply because there's just so much, you know, that's going on. A lot of emotion is attached to business, a lot of emotion being attached, you know, to actually trying to get to where you are, but at the same time still being able to put food, you know, on the table. So, you know, really great discussion there, and we'll be, you know, trying to catch up with Molemo later on in future. But for now, we do want to switch on over to our COVID Business Watch. We are joined by Victor Nemukula, who is the Managing Director of Shimane Industrial Equipment. Victor, greetings to you.
Hi, good evening to you too and your listeners.
No. Thank you so much for being with us today. Now, from what I understand and the research that I've done, I understand that, you know, as Shimane, you guys supply a range of industrial and construction equipment over to the mining, construction, industrial, warehousing, and manufacturing sectors. Could you give us some insight into how, you know, those particular industries have perhaps been affected by COVID-19, which I'm sure has in turn affected yours?
Thanks very much for the question. We are primarily operating within the industrial sector, so the impact of COVID on the industry has been very bad. But I think we were lucky because our exposure has been largely been within the food and beverage sector, which were declared essential services. So the impact was mostly in the first month, but then we were able to recover. The other segment of the market where we operate, like the mining, were completely shut down, as well as the cleaning sector. So those industries were badly affected. But as Shimane, we hit the slump in April of 2020, but we quickly recovered afterwards. So the impact on the business was not as severe as it was initially feared.
Maybe I like the fact that, you know, at least you were able to continue going because you were servicing these, what you call this, these essential industries. But at the moment right now, where are things, you know, for a business like yours? We hear that things have opened up. We hear that things are sort of getting back to where we were before COVID. From what you can see in your business, is that true?
Yes, Shimane in particular, and some of the companies that operate within the same sector, we continued, for example, miraculously to employ more people than we had prior to COVID. The business generally performed better in 2021 than it had ever before, even prior to COVID-19. So. Yeah, from what we can see from a business activity point of view, things have generally improved. It will obviously take longer to get back to prior COVID, but from a Shimane's point of view and from an operating point of view, we are back to normal.
Okay, so for the young people that may be listening to what we're talking about right now, we hear that the world is changing, we hear that the world has changed. You did say that things are getting better, but from what you can see, if you were to advise, you know, a lot of the young people that are likely listening to us right now, you know, is this, you know, a business you'd advise people to get into? And if so, should they get into it in sort of the exact same way that you have done it, or are there little, you know, pieces of advice that you'd give just around how someone can actually succeed?
The skill set that are required and that will be required in the future will be very different. from the skill set that we required when we entered the industry. There is a lot of automation and artificial intelligence that is going into the industry at the moment. And I think that will accelerate going forward. Anybody who will come up with those set of skills and who will bring fresh ideas in terms of the world of work, has an advantage. I'll give an example. We are manufacturing is being automated, so everything is being automated. Machine learning is the new buzzword that is going into the future. I mean, if you're going to supply future companies with industrial equipment, there will be minimal human interaction into the future. So those are the skills that will be required. So the future of work and the future of entrepreneurship would be very different from what it was maybe 3 years ago.
All right. So that was us. We're talking to Victor Nemukula, who is the managing director.